Public education funding is right up there with the recent overhaul of election law as one of the most contentious issues in the state. During the last session, members of the General Assembly removed a controversial cap on the number of charter schools. But as a current New Hanover County Commissioner, Jonathan Barfield says he sees firsthand the need for funding local public schools.
You know, and I can't see us diverting taxpayer dollars, you know, whether state, federal, or local, outside of our own local jurisdictions. Being a county commissioner, looking at how much money we allocate towards public education and the fact that we can't even pay our teachers enough to provide the education that our kids, you know, need and deserve, we've got issues to take care of locally before we look at making more opportunities out there. If someone wants their kid to go to a private school, you know, I think that's great, you know, but you use your private resources to fund that private school.
So what do you say to the parents who say, well, my kid, if he was going to go to public school, he would have to go to this school, which isn't doing very well. So I want to be able to send him to that school, which has an award-winning program.
To that, I say, you know, that's every American citizen's option to pay for resources for wherever they want to go. But we all put in money into the same pot, which is our state and local tax base. All my kids have gone to public school. And I find that as you bring the melting pot into our schools, that melting pot is what makes our schools better.
The primary election takes place May 6th. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.